On Alabama Livestock News, I'm a Southeast Ag Network. We told you last week about a bill of interest to all involved with animal agriculture in the Alabama legislature this year. Reed Blossom with the Alabama Cattlemen's Association explains what it's all about.
A bill that would really establish for the first time the fact that the state veterinarian is the sole authority on issues of livestock care in this state. It is sponsored in the Senate by Senator Wendell Mitchell, in the House by Representative Ralph Howard. It would preempt local municipalities from establishing livestock care regulations. That would give us some uniformity across the state, and also it would establish for the first time minimum fines for those who would perpetrate animal cruelty.
And there's another bill which Blossom said they are supporting this year.
And that is House Bill 663, introduced by Representative John Knight from Montgomery. That's a bill that would actually provide funding for renovation efforts at the Garrett Coliseum. Now, the Coliseum is more than 50 years old, and everyone who's been to an event out there in the last several years realizes the need for improvements and renovations, and this bill would make that funding available.
Blossom said both bills have already passed the House and are beginning to make their way through the Senate. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.